We've got Jay Cicero in house. He's heading up the committee, getting us ready for the Super Bowl. Jay, welcome aboard. How are you, man?
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. I'm doing great.
Now, glad to have you on here. Glad to be having this conversation as, I don't know, I'm hyped. Like, I'm really, really hyped this year. We're going to get to that part of it in a minute. But let's talk about the Super Bowl in New Orleans, because I think this is a point of pride for a lot of Louisianans. We do this thing more than anybody else. We do it better than anybody else. Talk to me about the legacy of the Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Well, as a sports foundation, being the staff for the Super Bowl, this is our fourth time in doing this. So mm-hmm. The legacy moving forward is really important to us. And so, you know, you mentioned how many times and how many, this will be our record tying 11th time of hosting a Super Bowl. And so we came up with a theme for the host committee. It's what we do.
I like
it. And that is something that we really like to emphasize, because it makes it sound easy, but it takes a lot of hard work, and a lot of planning, and a lot of experience to make it look so easy.
That being said, how much can we rely on our past to help the blueprint for this year?
Well, we always rely on our past. Again, this is 25 years of hosting Super Bowls and men's Final Fours and women's Final Fours and WrestleManias, and we also manage the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl. So mm-hmm. we take all that experience and all the staff that works on these events, and we use that to not only put forth what we know we need to do for it to get ready for a Super Bowl, but also to try different things in different ways and bring in different groups to help us do it.
Give me some examples.
Well, you know, we have a chair of the Super Bowl host committee Marcus Brown from Entergy. You know, he's appointed several of his executives to co-chair some of our committees for the event. Our media PR committee is co-chaired by Rob Hatley and the one and only Mark Romig, who you know very well, I'm sure.
Yes.
And the voice of the Saints.
So I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to have you back on. I'm going to be up at the Louisiana Travel Association on Friday, on mm-hmm. Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I got a story to tell Mark that you're not going to believe. I'll tell you off the air. We're not going to have time right now. But it is a fantastic story. It actually involves the flood of 2016.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. Really, really weird, but small world.
Pulling in those types of executives and bringing in new voices and new ideas are always good. We have a legacy grant program that's giving away $3 million to nonprofits in the 10 parish area surrounding New Orleans. That application process ended on the 23rd.
Okay.
Last Friday, and we're going to be giving away over the next several months leading up to Super Bowl. You got that. You've got a local and regional small business operation called The Source.
Okay.
It's a supplier diversity program. There's 230 or so of those businesses have been chosen by the NFL to receive opportunities to bid on their business. So the business of Super Bowl is being presented to these local and smaller businesses.
This is one where I think we need to take a little bit deeper dive mm-hmm. as well. To do what?
To do anything.
I mean,
there's so many things that are needed from fencing to contracting to printing of signage and banners, things like that can be done locally.
Mm-hmm.
And there's about 40 categories of businesses that are involved with it. There's also a different side of that. There's businesses that provide media and PR services and government services and things like that that are now involved in The Source. And so we went through an extensive process that started last February and ended here in June, and the NFL chose 225 of those businesses to be involved with them.
And this is one very small example of how a Super Bowl can have just a phenomenal impact on an overall economy. I mean, this is something that these businesses, this is a good boost to start up the 2025 year.
It is. And look, if they don't get a contract, they've gone through this training process of how to do business with a group like the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And so not everybody's going to get a contract, but to be able to raise their profile and raise their professional services, and if it's even just making sure that their social media and their websites are professional enough to attract a business like the NFL, then that is something very important.
As the director of the host committee, mm-hmm. You and I were talking about this during break, so I already know the answer. Is there a different feel this time around?
There is. You know, the enthusiasm that you feel and you're pumped up.
Yes.
We're seeing it everywhere. And that usually happens in September. So the last three times that we hosted, 97, 02, and 13, mm-hmm. you know, you're working, you're raising money, and you're doing all the things you need to do to fulfill the obligations of the bid. And then football season starts, and it just takes off.
Sure.
Well, it's been like September since January 1, and people are so excited. And I think there's a number of reasons for that. One, it's been 12 years or 11 years now. It'll be 12 years next year since mm-hmm. we've hosted Super Bowl. The Super Bowl has grown dramatically. It'd be 2013 to 2025.
Golly.
That's way too long.
I know.
Way too long.
It's Ravens 49ers.
Yep.
We won't mention the Beyonce show. Changed the moment of the game. Yeah. That was that long ago.
It was. And you know, the growth of the NFL in general, social media now sure. is way bigger than it was 11 years ago. And you got to hand a little bit of it to Taylor Swift, you know, that her presence there and attention there, I think, has brought a whole new audience to the Super Bowl.
We're talking with Jay Cicero about the upcoming Super Bowl, the Super Bowl coming back to New Orleans for the 11th time. Now, normally, and this is one of the reasons for my level of excitement, Jay, is normally when the Super Bowl's coming to town, the Superdome gets a facelift, mm-hmm. right? This time around, the city is getting a facelift. Talk to me a little bit about the wider range projects that are going to have long-lasting effects for New Orleans much after game day.
Well, it's the city and the Superdome. The Superdome going through or just finishing up a $500 million renovation in preparation for the Super Bowl. And it's happened over the last four off seasons, mm-hmm. which is very difficult to do. So you got to hand it to the governor's office and the LSED and the ASM Global and the Saints. The Saints, Mrs. Benson, put up a lot of her personal money to renovate the Superdome. But alongside that is all the infrastructure improvements going on in the city in preparation for the game. And the governor has a lot to do with that, the mayor working together, all the city departments and contractors for the state are all working to improve the streets, the drainage areas, the curbs that may be broken or chips are here and there. Everything down a lot of the things down around Superdome and in the tourism area, those will be lasting legacy that'll be there for many years to come.
If we could spend just a minute on that handoff, I mean, the governor has an active role, but hosting a Super Bowl is a multi-year process. So talk to me a little bit about how that handoff has been from John Bel Edwards to Jeff Landry to get things, you know, put in the overdrive for this year.
Certainly, Governor Edwards was a big supporter of ours over the years, mm-hmm. and we hosted a number of major events. But Governor Landry has taken it to an all new level, and it's been very comforting to have him and his staff very involved in what we're doing. To have that type of backing and understanding and partnership with the state and the Sports Foundation. We've been around for 36 years now. And so we receive funding from the state of Louisiana through the fairground slot tax. And so having that type of support on an annual basis, not just financial support, but support from their staff and their departments, is really amazing.
I'm keeping an eye on the clock. We got just a couple minutes left mm-hmm. with Jay Cicero heading up the host committee. I know there's a lot we're not going to get to today, which is great that we have you back on again on Wednesday. Talk to me about the role of the host committee as it evolves, as we get closer to game day, what y'all are doing is going to be different and moving to.
It is. You know, it started 6 years ago when we bid for Super Bowl, mm-hmm. and Mrs. Benson led that effort, and, you know, we wrote it and put together all the videos and everything that you have to do to convince the 31 other owners to vote for New Orleans. But since then, you raise money, you lay the groundwork, you put together a host committee. There are literally thousands of people involved on our host committee. 16 committees put together for the Super Bowl itself, the host committee itself. But now those committees have been established. We're meeting regularly. There's everything from parking and transportation to fundraising to the facilities to the hotels. Media PR, all these active committees are running at the same time, and to try and get them focused on what's going to be happening those 2 weeks is extremely important.
You mentioned those 2 weeks. I'm glad you mentioned those 2 weeks. For the folks that don't go down there, it's not just game day. Mm-hmm. It is a two-week experience. once we get to that 2 weeks, what is the role once we're, you know, everyone's in town?
Well, I'll focus on game week, but for us, we have to throw a media party. Mm-hmm. There's 6,000 credentialed members of the media that come to cover Super Bowl, and that opportunity is something that doesn't come along all the time. So our media PR committee, as we talked about, they're very focused on that. And the messages to those visiting media, you know, about all the great things that are happening in Louisiana and New Orleans. You know, sometimes we focus on the negative things because that's what news is all about. But to be able to broadcast what we love about Louisiana and what we love about New Orleans and have them experience it. Like we do when we have visitors come to see us.
Well, it sounds like a natural handoff to the lieutenant governor's office.
It is, and he and his office are very involved with Super Bowl and the media party and specifically and the media center that happens. But you know, everybody's involved, and we wanted it to be like that from the beginning. And it takes that type of effort to pull off everything that we want to accomplish.
We got about a minute left with Jay Cicero from the Super Bowl host committee, at least for today's segment we do. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about the safety and security aspect of this, because y'all play a big role there too.
Well, we're a coordinating group for that. We're not the Sports Foundation and the host committee are not the experts on security, but state police, NOPD is taking a lead on it. The federal agencies, Jeff, JP, everybody across the state and their personnel are going to be needed to be in New Orleans that weekend and to be able to execute what they're putting together is going to be a great plan. And safety is always, and security is always the foremost of everyone's minds. And NFL takes a lead role in that too. So it's a big coordinating effort.
And this brings us right back to the top of the page about working with the governor, though, and the advent of Troop NOLA. That's got to be a huge asset, too.
It is, you know, and to have that type of support for an OPD and Superintendent Kirkpatrick and all that she's trying to accomplish in her role is really important. It takes a team, and the Super Bowl is the one event that brings everybody together. And put all your differences aside.
Well, I'm already at a fever pitch, so I don't know where it goes from here. But we'll pick up this conversation in a couple of days up at Shreveport. He is Jay Cicero, heading up the host committee. Man, I appreciate a couple minutes today.
Oh, we appreciate you having me on.